Hello, this is Dmitry Soshnikov and our course on creating virtual and augmented reality applications for Windows platform. In this module, we'll talk about user interaction in virtual reality. There are a few problems connected with user interaction in virtual reality. Our partners at Nival VR, they shared with us their learnings while creating InMind VR game. And we are glad to share with you their findings and also our own observations. So there are basically two types of problems. One of them is connected to any virtual reality system, including the PC or smartphone. And the others are specific to smartphone mobile VR. So one of the main problems is the loss of losing the sense of immersion when the user feels firstly immersed in the virtual world and then he sort of falls out of it. And it's quite easy to lose this sense of immersion because, for example, if you experience something like a roller coaster application where you move very fast and you think that your body is moving and then you, for example, touch some surface and immediately your body thinks, I'm not moving, I'm standing still, and you lose the sense of immersion. And there are a few other ways how you do that. Also, virtual reality causes discomfort to many people. And we'll discuss what causes this discomfort and how to avoid it. And very important in virtual reality applications is how you control the application, because the user should feel natural in this virtual world and not feeling some sort of unnatural artificial controls. For smartphone, for mobile VR, there are a few technical problems. First of all, it's drift of accelerometer, which causes the camera to slowly move in some uncontrolled motion, and also the compromise between accumulator life and quality of video rendering. Let's talk about that a little bit in more detail. First of all, about sense of immersion. Losing sense of immersion is when user stops feeling himself inside virtual reality. And one of the things which causes that can be that the user does not see his own body. For example, when we look down, we typically see our hands. If this doesn't happen in virtual reality, our brain immediately thinks that we are not inside. So it's a good way to either draw your hands, if you can track your hands using some specific controllers like Leap Motion, Nimble VR, or Razer Hydra, it's very good things to draw your hand. But if you cannot draw your hand, you better explain to the user why the hands are not visible. For example, there can be some obstacle separating your sight between your sight and hands, so that it somehow explains why you do not see your hands, or your hands are behind you and you are moving forward. This would explain to the brain, even though the brain takes this explanation at subconscious level, but still it would make a user feel much more comfortable. Another problem is related to moving inside virtual reality, because in some games you need to run or walk in some direction. And if you take the user with a helmet on his head and he starts running in a certain direction, of course, he would quite soon hit some obstacle. And this is not what you want to happen. So specifically for those applications, there are specific devices, like, for example, Virtuix Omni, which is a sort of treadmill on which the user can run or walk in different directions. He also has this ring, which somehow limits his body from falling down or moving away. But mostly this resembles walking or running. And for applications which require walking or running, this can be a very useful device, and it would greatly enhance the sense of immersion into virtual world. Now let's talk about discomfort. Discomfort happens when your brain encounters some unexpected responses to your actions. For example, if you move your head, you expect the picture to move immediately. But if there is a delay, then even the delay might be not very noticeable. Your brain would still feel that it's not natural. And it can react differently, like you would feel dizziness or even some worse symptoms. So head movement delay are a big problem, and that's why we are trying to optimize the application for mobile platforms so that there is no delay between head movement and drawing the picture. Another example is changing directions very fast. For example, in the roller coaster application, the picture shows that you move very fast in different directions, but your body does not feel that. And that can cause discomfort. Also, in some games, you determine the direction of movement with sight. You move in the direction where you look. And that is not natural, because as human beings, we tend to move in one direction and look in the other direction. And if your body behaves in virtual reality in a different way, that causes discomfort. So it's better to avoid controlling the moving direction by eyesight. Sometimes if we are walking inside the game and we do not see any supporting surface like floor or walls, that can be unnatural. And of course, it's worth mentioning that there is personal sensitivity towards virtual reality. Like some people, they can become sick after a few minutes of wearing a helmet, even though it doesn't show any fast-moving picture. Just with a static picture, just by putting something on their head, they can feel bad. On the other hand, some people can take it very well. And in fact, it does not relate to any in any way to motion sickness. It's just, you know, a separate VR sickness. Some people have it, some people don't. Now let's talk about mobile VR problems, and specifically about drift. Drift is uncontrolled movement of camera in left-right direction due to sensor inaccuracy. In fact, it's not so much inaccuracy, it's the error which can accumulate and cause the image to randomly move. This error is typical to the specific sensor. So one way to compensate for the drift would be to calibrate the sensor in the beginning. For example, in the beginning of the game, the user is asked to put your helmet on the table to stay still for a few seconds. You can record the sensor drift and then try to compensate it by providing, like the adding this error. So that's one way to deal with the drift. Another way would be to determine the horizontal axis, because the drift typically happens because you cannot precisely say the direction of horizon. And you can try to use magnetometer to determine it, which would get rid of the drift. However, magnetometer cannot be used on cardboard VRs, which has the magnet button. So their use is somehow a little bit limited. Also, when developing VR interface, it's important to know the comfort eye zone. On the computer screen, when the user works, he can look in any part of the screen quite comfortably. And that's why the comfort zone where you can work with your application is pretty wide. But in virtual reality, the quality of the picture is much worse. And also, the way we used to look at things in real life is that we actually see only object in front of our eye very sharply. That's why it's typical for VR games to have very narrow comfort zone where you can put user interface and where main action of the game should happen. So you should keep this in mind, and even though the whole screen is available for your game, the main things should happen only on small portion of the screen, which is outlined in this picture in red. Now let's talk about actually controlling the VR game. There are several ways to control a game in virtual reality. You need to remember that in virtual reality, the user is blind, he wears the helmet, he sees only what's inside the helmet, and he cannot look away and type something on the keyboard. He cannot look away and take the joystick and try which button is the right one to press. So that's why we need different types of control. And also to feel the immersion, this control should be really natural. So some ways of controlling the game is, first of all, it can be special gesture. For example, to start the game, you can nod. You can control the game using tilting your head. For example, if it's something flying, you can tilt your head left or right and control the direction of movement. Or you can control something with the direction of eyesight. In fact, all those types of control are implemented in VR mobile game, and I encourage you to install it and actually try it for yourself. Then you can use voice, because even though you are blind, you can still speak, and the phone can recognize the voice and act accordingly. Then you can use some kind of external controllers, like joysticks or game controllers. You know that we have already mentioned that Fibrom SDK has support for joysticks, and actually with Fibrim Helmet, there comes a specifically developed joystick for VR applications. However, you need to remember that the person cannot look at the joystick while playing, so the controls should be quite simplified, the user should be able to navigate them without looking at the controller. Then there are some specific controllers, like Razer Hydra, which are developed specifically for virtual reality. Also, you can use 3D cameras like Kinect or Leap Motion because they allow you to see your hands and the position of your hands and actually the actual hands in 3D. Finally, the special attention should be paid to implementing navigation and menu system. If you have the game which you control with a mouse or keyboard, it's very easy to select a certain item in the menu. And that's why you can have different menus specifying the level, difficulty, and so on. In VR, to select the point from menu, you can use eyesight, for example, but still you need to look and you need to wait a certain time to select this menu item. That's why menu selection becomes more difficult task, and you should not overcrowd your game with different menu options. Now, let's see how simple game controls in VR work. ElseVR plugin, which we have seen previously, it has built-in option for user navigation in virtual reality. Let me show you how it works. ElseVR plugin has some functionality for user navigation in virtual reality space. To see how it works, we will start a new Unity project. Let's call it new Unity project. And while the project is being created, I will go to ElseVR GitHub site. And you have seen already that we used the Unity package for ElseVR itself. But this site also has the complete Unity package together with demo. And it's a good way to start learning ElseVR if you want to start with some basic project which is already set up. So you can select this package with demo. It's 42.7 megabytes. So instead of waiting, I will just switch to the directory where I have downloaded it previously. And I will open this package in Unity. So this package would add everything necessary to run this demo into my empty Unity project. This demo, in fact, includes everything needed to do some very simple virtual reality navigation. So you can see that in this project, ELPS plugin is already included. And there is a scene folder where the only scene called demo is located. If we open this demo scene, you will see this big cube hanging out in some virtual reality space. Let's start this project. And you can see the familiar stereographic controls. You see the cube, you can rotate your head left and right. But if you tilt your head down, you see that you are moving towards the cube, you are moving forward. If you tilt your head up, then you are moving backward. And that's the way you can do some simple navigation. Because the user is now able to move in this virtual reality, he can move left and right in different directions and explore this world. So if you need some very simple navigation, it can be a good way to start. For more complex navigations, you definitely need to think of some other ways of controlling your game. This functionality is implemented by a specific part of ELPS camera called LPS Navigation. If you want to turn navigation off, you can easily do it with this checkbox. And you can also control the navigation parameters, such as lower and upper bounds in degrees for moving forward, lower and upper bounds for moving backward, and the speed with which you are moving. Also, if you put this game on the Windows Phone, you can enable vibration so that user gets some feedback whenever he is moving or not. And that actually simplifies for him things quite a lot, because sometimes it's not very obvious to see whether you are moving or not. So you see that ElseVR includes very basic functionality for user interaction, but it's already a good start. Now let's also see an example of a VR control in the game. I have shown you the game, the endless shooter game, but so far we haven't been controlling the main character. We have just transformed the game from the PC version to mobile version with VR, but up to now we've been only observers. We could see how the main character moves, but we were not able to control its movement. Now let's try to implement controlling the movement of the character with simple head movements.
Now let's see how can we add specific VR controls to our shooter game. I will remind you that this shooter game is originally controlled by keyboard. With left and right keys, you can tilt the main character, and up and down keys move him up and down correspondingly. And now we need to think how these controls can be implemented in virtual reality. And one of the ideas that comes to mind is to use held tilts. When you tilt your head, the main object would tilt left and right, and moving your head up and down, like tilting your head up and down, would cause the object to go up and down. Let's see how this can be implemented in case of using Elves VR plugin. If you look at the game and the project structure, there is a specific directory called scripts. And inside the scripts directory, all the scripts that control different aspects of the game are located. In our case, since we want to control the player, we would need the player controller script. And in my case, and in this case, a player controller simple is used. I would open this script, and please note that I'm using Visual Studio Tools for Unity, which is a very convenient way to edit the C# code in Unity, because Visual Studio is a very powerful instrument for dealing with C# code. So now this script is opened in Visual Studio, and you can see that there are typical functions for the Unity script. Start, which runs when the object is started. And what it does, an important thing, it gets the reference to the head objects of the user. Update is called whenever the game loop is executed. The first thing that it does, it collects the player input. So we probably need to look inside the player input function to deal with user input. And in fact, player input, you can see that it takes the horizontal and vertical input as the standard Unity inputs. That is from the keyboard or from touch interface. And we need to replace those inputs with the ones obtained from the head movements. So I'll comment out those two lines, and I would add two other lines where those two variables would be calculated according to the transformation angles, earlier angles of the head movement. In this case, horizontal movement would be controlled by a Z component, which would correspond to tilting your head left and right, and vertical input would consist of X component, which corresponds to tilting your head up and down. Also, I use some coefficients which have been obtained through trial and error, and the special function norm, which brings the angle to the range from minus 180 to 180, which is what we need here. Now that's all we need to implement the new user interface. We can close this, and to try it, we need to build it for Windows Phone, because we cannot try it inside Unity, since there is no easy way to simulate tilting the head left and right with the mouse. To build the game for Windows Phone using Elves VR plugin, we need to select Windows Store platform, Windows Store as a build platform, and Windows Phone 8.1 as the target SDK. That's recommended settings for using with Elves VR. Then we select build and build the project as always to some directory, open it in Visual Studio and deploy to the phone. To save time, I will not perform all those steps in front of you. I will just start the game on Windows Phone directly and show you how it works. I start the game on the phone. You can see our game and our main character. If I shift the phone up, the character goes up. It goes down, and by tilting the phone left and right, I can control the movements of the player. Actually, it feels quite natural to control the player in this way, because that's what you would expect. Like, there is no other way to controlling the character than by moving your head. But in some other games, you might choose some different ways of controlling the game. For example, it can feel more natural to control it with the direction of the sight and not head movements, and so on. So the main idea is that for each game you probably need to think of some good and appropriate way of controlling it.
Now let's continue discussing some more sophisticated ways of controlling virtual reality. I have already mentioned the specialized controllers, and on the picture you can see, for example, Razer Hydra, which is a specialized controller for virtual reality. It's in form of two sticks which you can hold in your hands, and you actually behave inside VR holding those controllers, and they can determine the position of your hands. This may not seem very natural at first, because in real life, for example, when you interact with objects, you can come to the table and to pick, for example, a cup, you grab it with your hand. However, it's not very important, this grabbing gesture, and you can sort of train your brain that instead of grabbing, you can just press the button on the controller. So in the VR, controlled by Razer Heater, you would basically come to a table, point this virtual hand towards an object, and then press a certain button. And this would act as the grabbing gesture, so actually the game can render you picking up the object with your hand. This works pretty well. However, this Razer Heater controller is better off when used with the computer, because they are much better connected to the computer when using Oculus Rift than to mobile VR. Another type of controllers are 3D cameras, like Kinect or Leap Motion. Kinect is a device which can see your whole body in 3D, and it can give you the virtual skeleton. And Leap Motion is pretty much the same type of controller, but for seeing your hands. Leap Motion sometimes is put on the helmet, so that you can directly, looking at your hands, you can directly see them, and you can render the hands in 3D inside the game space. So you can either render the real hands in 3D, or you can sort of get the skeleton of a hand and render the virtual hand. In fact, it doesn't matter much to your brain, because if you see something resembling your hands, the brain is already happy. Again, using Leap Motion and Kinect is also good for computer-based immobile virtual reality. So, what we are left with is that for mobile VR, for cardboard, for mobile helmets, it's good to use some Bluetooth controllers and special head gestures. While using Kinect and Leap Motion is not very much suitable for mobile VR, because those devices cannot very easily interface with mobile phone. What you can do, of course, is connect the devices to the computer, and the computer would connect to the phone using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, and you can use, for example, SignalAir and Microsoft Azure technology, but this would create the huge delay, which is a very bad thing to happen in virtual reality. So such setups, they are not, you cannot see them very often in VR field. And Leap Motion and Kinect, they remain mostly the controllers for PC-based virtual reality. So, what I want you to take out of this module is that there are many ways to control the user behavior in VR. And it's very important to think that this control fits very naturally with your game scenario. It's one of the most important things to create this feeling of immersion of a user in virtual reality and to avoid the feeling of discomfort. So, when converting your mobile game to VR, start by thinking how you would control the game. And try to use different available means. In mobile VR, it's mostly head movements and some possibly Bluetooth controllers, while in PC VR, you have much wider options like using Leap Motion and Kinect. So, good luck in adopting your games to virtual reality, and keep watching this module, because our friends from RVR would now share you their experience of using Kinect with virtual reality system. Stay with us and see you in next modules.